Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mr. President, Madam Director General, Ministers of Health from member countries, delegates, staffs of WHO. It is my great honor to speak in this August gathering. I congratulate you, Mr. President, on your election as the President of the 69th World Health Assembly. Mr. President and Madam DG, this 69th WHO is of utmost importance as it is the first since adoption of SDGs. The SDGs call for a holistic approach for improving quality of life of all people in the world, for a sound ecology and environment, and for a coordinated and efficient partnership between stakeholders. Achieving SDGs can really transform our world, where there will be no unnecessary deaths or diseases, malnutrition, air pollution or accidents, and citizens of the world will not live in poverty and hunger. Mr. President, Bangladesh is a fast developing country, having world's one of the densest population per square kilometer, is also the world's worst climate victim. Despite Bangladesh made commendable success in almost all development sectors with visionary leadership of our Honorable Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, health sector is one of the best performers. Decades ago, our health system was not so good, but learning from local experience, global best practice, and from commitments to constitutional and global health obligations, we improved and sustained basic health care through community clinic, a brainchild of our Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, and carried out health prevention and promotion measures. We created one of the most extensive, uniformly and equitably distributed healthcare networks across the country, having domiciliary care, primary daycare clinic, and primary, secondary, tertiary, and specialized hospitals to work as a closely connected network and to provide referral services. We got results. Infectious and contagious diseases are in control. Overall health situation much improved. We attained the health-related MGDs and could manage health emergencies reasonably well. We could successfully enhance community awareness on positive health practice and community demand for preventive health care like routine immunization, vitamin A dispensing, deworming, and maternal, reproductive, and child health care. Our success is evident in recognition by United Nations, Lancet, Gavi, WHO, Health Data Collaborative, and many other global bodies. Ladies and gentlemen, Bangladesh fully recognizes that achievement of health SDGs will be challenging, though possible through business as usual. So we started to adopt tracking individual citizens for respective health conditions to provide tailor-made health care and achieve universal health care. In this journey, increasing NCDs, prevalence, shortage of health worker, inadequate and inappropriate resource allocation in the health sector, and pockets of health system inefficiency will remain as challenge. So we identified following measures: strengthening comprehensive and community-based health care, health system efficiency, attention to NCDs, better response to health emergencies, improving health care equity and quality, expanding alternate service delivery channels like telemedicine, mHealth, etc., and enhancing transparency, measurement, and accountability. Excellencies. Good health is a never-ending job. Countries remain in challenge to sustain achievements, to finish the unfinished agenda, and face new challenges like Ebola, Zika, and face also unexpected challenges. Let us dream that the journey to health SDGs will not stop even in any situation. This requires a resilient health system. Bangladesh, through long experience, could make its health system resilient enough. We want to share this valuable experience with our friendly nations. To conclude, I want to say that Bangladesh want to see WHO, other development partners and the friendly nations as active partners in its health SDGs journey. I thank you very much for your kind attention. Joy Bangla, long live Bangladesh.